Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Speaking the truth can prove daunting. It's often so much easier to modify the precise substance of what we are saying, both to save ourselves from embarrassment, as well as to manage the perception of the other person and their possible reaction. Working as I've done for many years with people from diverse international backgrounds, I've discovered a lot about how we English are perceived. With all our courteous language, our pleases and thank yous, we are often seen as difficult to understand. Not the words or vocabulary we're using, or the sentences we're forming, but rather the intention that lies behind our words. Remember the old Western movies where the phrase "white man speaks with crooked tongue" would occur. That's how we are often understood by others, who tend to be more direct in their speech. At the same time, I do not want to use the truth to cause someone else to lose face and feel awkward. I want them to benefit from what I am saying, and they can't do that if, in some way, I shame them, or subsequently it is clear I was economical with the truth I shared with them. Jesus is always straightforward with us, as St. Peter discovered. We must learn to speak with an honesty that doesn't deliver offence, even though another may take offence. For the truth can give an offence for which we make no apology. There is an essential relationship between truth and honesty. A clarity must exist in which I am saying and why I am saying it. Without this, what I say can merely be an expression of my momentary emotions or current mood. These I'm responsible for managing so that I don't unnecessarily offload my unresolved inner angst onto someone else. An awful lot of our conversation is driven from the subterranean depths of our emotions and psychological state of being. When honest with ourselves, we'd acknowledge that such filters lead to a misrepresentation of the truth we wish to express. Years ago, whilst working with Youth for Christ, I attended a week of teaching exploring healing, led by Ian Andrews. One piece from the teaching that really resonated with me was that if we look to God for healing, then to use sickness as an excuse to avoid a meeting or something we didn't want to do was no longer an option. It demonstrates a double-mindedness. On the one hand, we seek God's healing, whilst on the other we use sickness as a convenient untruth to manage our schedule. We only use this excuse because we find it difficult to give the real reason why we don't want to accept an invitation or fulfill a responsibility. This for me clarifies what it means to speak the truth. We always do so in love, for, as stated, we do not intentionally want to wound or shame another person. As we enter into the God space today, a quick audit of your life will reveal how well you are doing at speaking the truth. Truth-telling lays the foundation for trust-building. Trust is the fruit born of honesty, and therefore the mortar that holds all your relationships together. Amen. Learning to live a truthful life reduces those arenas in which Satan can have a field day. There is little I can think of about my life that I would worry about if it came under public scrutiny. Please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Join our Voice of Hope family and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me on Sunday for Premier Life and for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. we do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.